right out.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Welcome to Life. No, it's not Life at Dusk, is it? Hold on. Wait, it's Tuesday. But I told y'all we should make some big moves, right? Well, y'all right. We be making a big change every Tuesday right here on Dusk Bar Radio Network. We got a brand new show with two beautiful, very intelligent young ladies. You know, they got a new show coming, so I'm going to let them go ahead and let them know who they are and let them know the name of the show and how things are going to go. So I'm going to let them take it away. Ladies?
Thanks, Eddie. And this show is Glitz and Glamour, brought to you by none other than Model Angela and your girl Houston. And you can find us both on Twitter. My name is on Twitter is I Am Model Angela. And my co-host name on Twitter is Houston underscore Riri. And with this new show, we're just kind of giving you some of everything from entertainment, music, fashion, you know, all things girly, of course, being a model. So I just want to make sure that all my fan supporters all interact with me as well as we go through on the show. And I also want to thank Seti for giving us the opportunity as well to be here today.
Oh, I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate having y'all. I mean, y'all, you know, it's a new chapter. I like wearing the producer hat. And, you know, I mean, I got to big up y'all real quick. I mean, Angela, I've been knowing her for over a year now. And she's been showing me so much support. And I remember this one day she was randomly in the chat. She was and on the status, this man, marital status, man, I want to be, I should do a show on Seti show sometime. And she said that she didn't know I was going to call her out, man. See, I told you, y'all be careful what y'all wish for, because you never know, you just might get it. So,
very
she hit
true.
Me up.
Yep, you, you mess around and call in, and he'll put you on the spot, and you'll be live on the air before you know it. So,
yep.
You got to be real careful, okay?
All right, so then, I want to slide over to Riri, and of course, she introduced herself, too. Of course, you know, that's the other piece of the puzzle. You know, I'm here, you know, as my answer, you know, we've been for a week. You know, I talk about every day leading up to this point. Oh, okay, to look for a co-host. Okay, to look for a co-host. And then, like, literally this weekend, she hits me with this new person. I see a new person on the same. Like, oh, who's that? She's bad. She's in Houston. Okay, now they're Houston taking the building. And then I see Ray all of a sudden.
I was born today.
I put two and two together and said, bam, she must be Molly Angela's co-host.
Yes, thank y'all for having me. This is, I was told about this today, so hey, we're getting it together. We're working it out.
Definitely. And, you know, I want y'all kind of, you know, of course, my Angela kind of said her take on how the show is going to be. What are you bringing to the table as far as the show? What can people expect from you on this show, Riri?
Well, for me, y'all can expect to laugh. Y'all going to expect some real shit because I'm very real and very rude. But we're going to try to PG for everybody. I'm very rude, but we're gonna get it together, y'all. Don't be scared. You can follow me at Twitter, Houston underscore Riri. My Instagram is the same thing. I'll follow back, and I won't be rude. I promise. I'm going to try not to.
Don't believe that, y'all.
I think you're going to be tough. I mean, it's a good balance. You know, Angela's gonna be good, because Angela's like more the sweet person, and you like the tough person. They gonna allow nobody to get away with no questions asked. You gonna ask you a question, you gonna answer the question.
See, who told y'all Angela was sweet?
Angela is not sweet. Get your life. Welcome to Angela, y'all. She is not sweet. She is rude like me, but she's slick with hers. I'm just blunt.
I'm gonna admit it, I did catch her one time in the act. I've seen a bad storm on her before. I was like, man, I know that was mean like this. I was like, damn, that got some mean in her. It was scary.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Wait.
You know what I'm talking about too. I'm gonna try to put you on front. put your foot in the air, but you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Rudeness.
And see, because this thing, she know how she know how to be rude and few words. She be like, no, so she like one of them two to do that. That's something that she's disgusted with.
Mm-hmm. You sure right. That's exactly Angela. And then Angela's rude to where she will really tell you about yourself in a slick way. You think about it like, damn, but this bitch just tell me y'all, hold on. Let me think about this. You'll be at home pondering on what the hell she said.
I am really not that bad, guys. I'm, you know, I'm working on myself. God is not done with me yet. And I'm really working on my
heart.
I'm working on my people skills, y'all, because I want some friends, you know. I ain't got none. I lost, like, 3 friends in 3 months. Shit, damn, I'm down to nothing.
Hey, 3 friends in 3 months? Jeez.
Clearly, it's me.
So we're going to have to talk about that off there, because I need to know these 3 friends and what happened, you know.
But I got a question. Why was you know, you said you lost 3 friends, right? You went and gained more. Did you not listen to Drake when he said no new friends? Or did you not listen to Drake, but where were you?
No, Drake is full up with that no new friends song because my new friends are more loyal than my old friends.
Thank you.
These new friends has opened up big doors. Ain't nobody got time for that. I love new friends. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I am Model Angela. I'm looking for new friends.
Okay, look, that Drake shit is for you dudes. That's for y'all sticking with friends from day one and all that. The females,
because Drake, every time I turn my head, he got new friends too. So it just easy to get people this all the time, act like this.
It was
some crickets. We ain't got time for that.
Definitely needs crickets. Definitely needs crickets. And that's real funny that, like, people say no new friends. Like, Drake, really and truly, you were weighing them new friend because you was not, you know, Cash Money
in the
back in the day with Juvenile.
Back in the day.
You are
new
friend, Drake.
What do you mean?
You are the new friend. Like, if nobody told
you. He's the
That is too funny.
But we all need friends. Hey, sometimes shit gets lonely. You need friends, goddammit. Don't be antisocial
around here. No, we are not going to have you sing like this. Like this.
Okay.
That's what I told me before the show that y'all wanted to, there's going to be some live singing or whatever, so I was prepared.
Somebody told me.
I'm prepared to sing for y'all.
No
need to prepare. No, don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'll say that for another show.
Yeah, let's do that. Well, let's keep a call in and sing with you. That should be
highly
entertaining.
You've seen the upper room. The upper room.
Oh,
we
Lord.
Yes, ain't gonna be with y'all on that one.
We already see the fake friend. She gonna bail out on us in the time of need. We sitting here trying to sing a song, and she gonna up and leave us.
Okay.
Okay, so I know y'all got a track for the day that y'all want. Y'all got y'all first track after playing. What's the first track y'all got?
What's the first song
that
you're playing for tonight?
Amisha Maserati.
What's that guy for me?
Amisha Maserati, Do the Math.
All right, go ahead and go take it.
It's me and you. I'm a bitch, that's why he pays for it. Maserati smooth in the cheeks, that's why he craves for this. Let him know, lover, you a fool, that's why you stay hungry. Ordering Chinese when you know that I'm a steak homie. Pussy rabbit, trips for tricks, so won't you roll over? Bossy like Khalif can't get away from being a dog on the my milkshake. Gets better than your homeowner. Got you confused about who you taking home to your mama. Same time invested in me as your main woman. There's some complicated shit, so now you wanna run from it. Say your heart is with me, but she got your family, and you can't leave me alone since we share a history. Come between two homes, two chicks in love making. Her what is boring, but with me is no faking. I'm waiting, this is crazy, baby. Why you go and changing? I thought we was everlasting. I guess I'm daydreaming.
1 + 1 = 2.
What the hell you tripping for? You knew when we started just what was up, and now you want more. I mean, ain't no death for you when things get hard and when it's straight. You must shout it right. I take care of shit when you can't, and I do damn well. Late night drilling, think I should get paid, but to my life you need more than
it's
me.
Just a late night late.
We kick it up for the closest home.
Always real and never fall.
Even my niggas be looking at me like,
you tripping, homie.
Light up the sticky for me. Uncatch this Henny for me.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what's really on my mind if you let me, honey. Don't wanna see you go, cause you make me just
feel so good.
But my people need me, and need to be the form like I should. But be honest, don't you like it when I
touch right there
and kiss right here and rub that there?
Yeah.
And don't it make you feel like right?
Yeah.
Really shouldn't have to explain. Get with it, take those off and come hit me, yeah, dig.
You go running off at the mouth, ain't listening to what I'm talking about. It was us, now it's we, baby, I am what you need. You ain't ever say that you was gonna start a family.
You right, and I feel you, but somewhere to combo, you got confused. You looking for love, and now I'm looking to bust a move. You chose this, move by my focus, then you jump in. Thought I was gonna change,
what?
Shit, I ain't budging.
1 + 1 = 2.
And we're back. That was Amisha Maserati. We do the math. I've never got a chance to listen to all the music. I saw on the dustbot.com, but that was my first time actually getting the chance to hear from the artist. Kind of like that song a little bit. Got to check out some
I've
more
been under a rock because I've never heard of it. So I'm going to get back up there, though, y'all.
Yeah,
so
I don't be knowing new songs. I don't know them. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there. So, who has watched Love and Hip Hop Reunion? Oh my gosh.
And it's juicy. Sure,
really?
I missed
really
it,
juicy. But I did get a chance to check out like all the outfits and fashion from the season finale show. Not the season finale, excuse me, the reunion show.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. But, so of course, there's always drama. Nevertheless.
Yeah. Okay,
so
I
did get to hear about that. Okay,
so I'm going to fill you in. I'm going to be the spoiler. Oh, well, I don't care. It's already been aired. So, this is what happened. So, you know, they put everybody on the couch, and you got your own little mess. They put each person on the couch. So, what's the girl name? Kay Michelle. And the messy one. What's the skinny one? The messy one. She's not really messy because she be telling the truth. She doesn't put niggas on the
couch. Aaron.
Side. No, the other one that went with the Benzino guy.
Carly Rae.
Carly Rae. You know, Carly Rae tried to play it off like, oh, yeah, we're cool. You know, I gave her the diss record because I didn't want her to hear it on the streets. But then Kay Michelle was like, girl, we're cool. It wasn't played anywhere anyway, so, you know, I'm not worried about it. Whatever. Kay Michelle is playing this whole Kay Michelle is really working on herself, though, for real, for real. She's like, she has no problems with nobody. She even told Rashida, you know, congratulations with your life, good luck with you and your husband, yada, 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 all that good stuff. But this first part one is kind of boring. Part two is the juice of all juicy, honey. I'm telling everybody getting into it. They're going to have Mion and Mama D. They're going to be going at it. Mion and Mama D. Mion said, baby, you ain't going to keep disrespecting me and my daughter. I said, oh, it's going to be good.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, so, and then Erica was crying on stage, and Scrappy, they was talking, you know, Scrappy talking about how you love her, but they was both saying they're going to take a step back. If they get back together, it'll be later on down the line, but right now it's not in their plan. Of course, Shay was sitting there, baby. Why is she still even on the show? Yeah, like, why are you on the show? Well, your purpose was that you was pretty much just, you know, some hype. Shit, a nigga thinking, I ain't got no credit. My gal too smart to put in her name because she know I'm going to mess up. So I'm going to put it in your name. I'm going to see when she married. Like, you was, your point
you
is over
just
and
got
done. You don't need to be on the show no more. Like, point blank, period. But they didn't really have that much juice going on. Stevie J still won't say if him and that girl, him and Jocelyn are engaged or they're going to be together forever. Jocelyn's talking about she can't dwell on what Stevie J does. She knows he does a lot wrong. When he gave Mimi that ring, when he gave her hers, he's done more than that, but I can't dwell on what Stevie does. I have to keep moving. But I love Stevie. You know how she does. Mimi will tell him some good advice. I think eventually, once they get over the disrespect part, Mimi and Jocelyn will be able to be cool because Mimi was really, you know, telling her, like, this is Stevie, this is what you need to expect. If you're going to be with him, you will have to deal with that because that's the type of nigga he is.
Yeah.
So, we know Jocelyn ain't going nowhere unless somebody hit her in the head with a rock and she wakes up. But
see,
I saw
something on the VH1 website. Yeah, I do all my research. I saw on the VH1 website something about Stevie J actually admitting to being married.
To
old girl, what's her name? Jocelyn. That's
you know
her name there.
I heard that too.
Whatever, princess. I love when she say that shit. She sounds dumb as hell. I love that shit.
Yeah. I heard that too. Who was?
Is that the next show on Monday?
Uh-huh. Who? The next
show
on Monday.
Are they really married?
I don't know because he won't say the shit on. That's not okay. I don't know. She like it. I don't love it, but whatever. The next show, that boy Miko, he's coming back on there for some reason. I don't know why. But him and CBJ kind of like standing up like they're going to box, but we all know they ain't about their life. I really don't see
not.
The point of him being on there. Was he going to defend the fact that he's
gay
or not?
He was on the show this season because, you know, this season was when him and Maya the Maid was talking. So I guess that kind of coincides.
But it was
only
like two episodes.
I was suspect about him, though, because he's just always read to me as gay.
And then, look, Arianne is bisexual or gay, whatever. And, you know, gay people, they got a gaydar, honey. They could tell you if somebody's gay. And she said the same thing that they was gay.
Yeah, but Arianne, I used to like her until I realized how messy she was. One thing I don't really understand about these reality shows, why is it always, I thought that I should invite such and such so we can all sit down and talk and be friends. You people don't get along. Y'all are African-American women, ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And I know y'all not going to be able to sit down and have no conversation because you know it's going to turn into all blown out, weed pulling, drink throwing fight.
Yes.
And then you wonder why you looked at like you looked at in the public eye. What are you doing?
Speaking of drawn-out fights and all that, my mom was like, she was reading up, you know, because she wanted to see the fight between Erica and Shay. And she was like, they said that, you know, Shay came up there on some drama and Erica, you know, pretty much like, okay, well, then we can talk about it. Shay didn't want to talk about it. She wanted to be ignorant. And I thought she was just so hard. They say
yes, she did.
Shay wouldn't leave. Shay was outside, but she would not leave. So if people asked Erica, you know, do you want to go out there and fight? And Erica was like, hell yeah. So supposedly they cut the cameras off and Erica beat the dog shit out of Shay. But I haven't seen that. That was just a report.
Why would
they
cut the cameras off on that? That's the type of stuff people need to see.
Right? You know how many people have been in that show just to see that? And
see that
I'm sorry,
fight?
But I am so over Bucky. Like, goodbye. Like, you was trying to date Flavor Flav.
Flavor
girl.
Flav.
Have y'all seen Flavor Flav on that marriage
couple therapy?
Yeah.
Ew.
And then one of the men come like, you don't bathe, you never take a shower this way, y'all. You stink. I was like, oh damn.
That is just
like you stink. Like, Shay is like trying to do whatever to kind of like stay in the light. And one thing I will say about Shay is she is having a much, much better fashion and hairdress season. Because last year with that little mullet bullet bird's nest thing she had sitting on the top of her head, looking like a Sunday's best church hat. Was not the look for her. It wasn't it. It was just not it. She's looking way better.
And then my thing,
this season.
Mama D, why do you love Shay so much? I don't get it. I don't get
why
it. I understand why you hate Erica because,
queen?
You know, Erica's taking your son's heart. But why do you want Shay to be with your son?
She just likes Shay because she ain't Erica.
That's probably what it is. Anybody
be with anybody but Erica. But why did Mama D have on that lace flowing red carpet gown on the reunion show?
With
your beautiful rhinestone little piece of crayon at the top.
Girl.
What?
Yes.
Who told her that was a good idea? Who told her? I want to know right now, right this moment, if you
need
told
to try
Mama D it was okay to wear that outfit, you go ahead and you call in right now and you explain to us why you told her that. 347-202-0389. Because you're wrong.
Just wrong.
You're wrong.
And who told her she would sit on the damn throne? She needs to sit down some damn well. How you a pimp and your baby daddy husband, whatever, is a preacher? When did that come into play?
Right. That whole
how did that work
family
out?
Thing is kind of confusing.
Yeah.
So I'm really confused about the whole, because the last I saw, Erica gave Scrappy the ring back. So she got it out of consignment. So does this mean that she wants to be with Scrappy or... are they just working on each other and themselves for the baby? Like, what direction are we going in with this?
With them, you never know, because one day they're engaged and they're happy, and the next day they're fighting. So, you know, you just never know. But it did look like when she gave him the ring back, it looked like his eyes were kind of watery now. It was kind of red and kind of watery. We know he's not smoking weed because he was in rehab. So they come in, they read for something. So,
you know.
I'm just saying, he still loves it all. Shay's face cracked when he said it. But, oh, well, boo, you knew what it was when it was. Get over it.
Yeah, but see, one thing about baby daddies, notice I said baby daddies and not fathers. They feel sometimes that whoever the mother of their child is going to always be there to take them back whenever they get ready to settle down. Newsflash, ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay.
Too many
or to
out
up,
here in the sea.
Or like baby Drew, you trying to break up what you got with somebody else. Cause even though I'm married, my husband Joel said, if you and anybody else, I'm going to kill him. Well, nigga, you can do what you need to do so I'm going to do him.
Did him.
Right.
Don't get told on my Tracy and Drew, did they ever get that $50,000 back?
What happened with that whole shoe store thing?
Okay, because baby, $25,000, you're not going to be losing my money.
Baby, we had to pay some. You won't pay me. Because you should have researched that a little better.
Yeah, no contract.
But she should have researched
that
too.
Bring you
now.
Some money. She should have known better. That's your baby daddy. You knew he was full of it a long time ago.
And she was in a part-time. I didn't ask to be a baby mother. Yeah, I felt her, though. I felt her. That hurt it.
I didn't ask to be a baby mama.
That's what she was saying,
You know that time that he cheated on her, she was pregnant. 9 times out of 10 was not his first time cheating.
Cheating.
Now, you chose to leave, so don't keep bringing it up that you left.
Mm-hmm.
You left.
Because he's having a hard time now, you know, trying to do right. You know, he's very hoish, point blank period.
Yeah.
And it's shown on the show. So it's like, he didn't just do this all night.
I mean, he was on that with you.
Because
he's
light skin.
He's
going to sit down from
there.
He got light skin. He on the end in the summertime because he get a few shades darker. He better go sit down for them one season away.
But what's messing me up about them two is for the simple fact they too emotional. Like, Tracy is way too emotional when it comes to him.
Yeah.
The two people who have been separated for as long as y'all have.
For 7 years.
Y'all should not be that, you know, that emotional. Like, when she see him with another chick, she just go off. And any small thing that he say just pisses her off, and she feels so uncomfortable, some type of way, it completely takes her out of her character.
So, in my opinion, they still fucking. And I don't care what they say.
Yeah.
Can't nobody feel that.
That's and crazy. I just wanted to go into this reunion, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta reunion fashion. Some of these outfits were a hell no. Some of these outfits were a yes. Mama D, of course, we're going hell no. And Rashida, to be pregnant, you know, you did look okay. Because on the show, she was actually looking bigger during the season of the season recording of the show, to me. And now, it's like she looks a whole lot better. Nice. Or maybe it's because she has on a decent attire. That's why she looks a whole lot better. Also,
who you talking about?
Red, Rashida. You know, Rashida pregnant. She
had
little belly. But she still looks
pretty
decent.
They weren't really showing her stomach on the reunion. They just showed her face for it.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I don't. She do got some pretty big arms, though.
She is a big, for her to be, have been little before, baby, that's a big bitch now. What's changing?
Yeah.
I'm going to blow you up for
she,
real.
She gained a lot of weight. She did gain a lot of weight.
And then, oh, that's what I want to tell you, girl. They had said, yeah, I bet we were down, my baby crying. They had said that, okay, so they were sitting down, you know, they brought them on part two, you know, they showed a little preview. This nigga still laughed about all the rude shit he was saying to her. He's still laughing about it. And I know that they taped that shit months ago, so you need to leave him alone. I understand you don't want to leave your husband and all that, boo. But he obviously ain't trying to work this out.
Yeah, that's just not okay. That's very disrespectful to the utmost level. Like, it's no way possible that I would be able to deal with a man who's laughing about the ignorant, selfish shit that you've done to me. Like, and you know that it's hurt me, and you know the biggest part of it hurting me was, like, it's being showed, you know, on air. Like, it's already bad enough people seeing this, and you continuously bringing it up, of course I'm going to be pissed about it.
And you're laughing while you're talking about it. So it's like, how am I supposed to know you want forgiveness, and you started laughing about it? Like, it's okay.
Yeah, that's not cool. And then he ended
that's
up buying
you
her, like,
with some boiling water.
Hell. No, them grits, like Madea said, them hot grits. Took
some make them run it, stick to them. Roll down his face and that leg on his ass.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. Okay, now back into this fashion. Mimi had on a nice little simple orange gown that I like that.
Yeah.
But I don't like Mimi's new breast implant.
You can't really think tell scared of.
I don't really like
thing
it. It looks stupid to me. It just looks like a big-ass pillow sitting on her chest. Well, no, it just looks like a, you know, the airplane pillow you put behind your neck? It looks like one of them.
Yeah.
On her.
Oh, that's
I don't
horrible.
Think that was really a good idea for her to have that. But who breastfeeds until that baby 3? Who does
3 years old. Bitch, she got teeth in there and biting a hole.
That baby got teeth. She going to bite
that
whole nipple off. What kind of shit
she lying.
Is
she wasn't breastfeeding the damn long. She just wanted to say some stupid shit.
Well, she won with that because that was just some stupid shit.
You are the dumbest one.
Tracy had on a nice dress at the reunion. It wasn't the best dress, but it was a cute little dress. And Tracy's hair was cute, but her hair is always on point 99% of the time.
Yes, it is. Even when she was having donuts, it still be cute.
Yeah, her little donut was cute. And to me, the best dress was Erica, of course. I don't care what nobody say. Erica is the best dress on the show. I love
and
that
her makeup.
Her makeup
waterproof.
Has been a bomb this season.
But look, waterproof, when you cry, there's no running makeup. Oh, I love it. Even her foundation was still in place.
I wonder who Erica makeup artist is. I wonder if she's going to
tell if you go on Twitter. And this is for fans, too, who wants to know. If you go follow her on Twitter, every time she has an outfit or her hair or her face beat, she will at the person that did it. So you will know.
Really?
But too damn bad they
made
in Atlanta. And we can't get to it.
Well, you know what? We can take another road trip to Atlanta, okay?
Oh, next year.
It sounds like a good idea.
Next year for my homecoming, I'm going back.
Road trip to Atlanta.
Whoop to the whoop. Leave the babies at home. Whoop to the whoop.
Right, most definitely.
Did you remember when we went to Atlanta and everybody was ignoring us when we was getting out the car? And I wanted to get out and beat the girl up.
Like, this has nothing to do with nothing, but this is like the funniest experience of my life. Everybody always talks about how fun Atlanta is and Atlanta's this, Atlanta's that. We went to Atlanta and couldn't find one single thing to do. Like,
yes.
I was so pissed off. And then we finally find a club. It took us forever to find it. Finally find a club. We could see people walking out the club, though. So we're, like, trying to stop somebody in the parking lot, trying to figure out, you know, hey, what's going on? Why is everybody leaving? Is it not crunk? Is it empty? You know, what's the problem? And it, we're like, excuse me. And people just walking by us like we invincible or something.
They didn't turn around.
So finally, Sharika just got pissed off, a.k.a. Houston. So she just gets upset, and she's just like, I better whoop this bitch ass. So the car and park and get out. Then the girl comes back and she's like, oh, no, I just always leave the club around this time. It's nothing. But I say, I laughed so hard. I sat in the car and cried in that passenger seat for I know 2 minutes. Because she had real life fear in her heart. Not okay. But this time we go to Atlanta, we're going to have an itinerary. We're going to be set, ready to go.
We're going to have the address.
Still not going to do none of that shit that's on the paper, but we're going to at least have an idea of what we were supposed to do when we got there.
And any club that we got to go to that requires us to travel to the hood like we did last time, we ain't going. We need to go downtown and call it a day.
We need some intra-city clubbing where we don't have to worry about being kidnapped.
Okay,
so
all right.
So is that whole thing in Atlanta still, like, most of the majority of the men in Atlanta gay? Is that still in effect, or is that, like, old news type of stuff?
I think it's still in effect, but if somebody thinks differently, please call in and let us know. We can have a debate.
I would really like to know.
Because
it was that also hindered me from having an exciting time because I was like, hey, turn up, you know, buy me some drinks. And I was like, hold on, you might be an undercover brother. Let me slow that snap down and move away. You know, like, that,
that's
never safe. You know, I have no problem with people being gay, but just don't be trying to, like, trick me because that ain't really just cool. If you're gay, that's what you prefer.
Yeah.
There's never a reason to lie about your preference, about who you are, about what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Not with me, anyway, because I don't judge anybody. And
yeah.
I would hope
don't
that
be
y'all
ashamed
don't
of
judge
anything
me.
You do.
Yeah, I would hope that y'all don't judge me, but if you do, I really don't give a damn. It happens. But you know, hey.
Right. We don't have no callers. Nobody's on the line.
Right now, we're actually about to go into the next song. My next song is by Q Harper, Say Girl. And we will be back with you all after this break.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute? Sugar, you're good. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Honey, good.
So you just gonna keep on singing.
Oh, man.
Who wants to come to karaoke night?
Yeah.
That would be mad fun.
Yeah,
karaoke with a little alcohol in your system is like the best thing ever because you get all of that judgment tense, and then you just go out. I'm always trying to be like Young Money, and I want to be Lil Wayne.
Oh, Lord.
And start rapping.
Oh,
I don't know why. That's my karaoke character, Lil Wayne. I don't care what nobody say. That's who I'm going to be.
Let me find out you turn into a nigga when you're drunk. Oh, damn.
All right, ladies, I got some callers for y'all on the air. All right, so I'm going to the first one. We got my girl, Junie. She actually from, although she over there representing over UNT, she's holding down for H-Town, so I'm going to bring her on the line.
Hello.
Hey,
right, Junie.
Junie,
you on?
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, Junie. Thanks for tuning in.
You're welcome. Always got to support, always got to call in.
Thank you, thank you. What you got for us?
Nothing, just showing y'all love for starting this up, you know. Starting up something new.
Junie.
Okay.
Do you watch the Love and Hip Hop or Hit the Floor?
I don't, unfortunately.
What?
I'm in that.
Hit the Floor?
Hit
the Floor is like the best dance series show.
I'm in that pre-med life. I watch my textbooks. That's what I watch.
Oh,
understandable.
Pre-med, that's all you watch. Oh, baby.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. It's rough.
Well, I really do appreciate you taking time out of your studies to go ahead and listen to our show. We greatly appreciate that. Oh, I feel special now. She stopped studying for me.
Oh, I have a tip for you, dude.
Yeah.
When you study.
It's real.
Angela, when you study, like once you're done listening to our show, of course, go back and study until you fall asleep. That way, there's no intervention and you will remember every damn thing you study. Like, really, that's how I passed college, seriously.
Oh, I don't cram. I already finished studying.
No, you won't cram. You just study. A psychologist told me that if you study before going to sleep, then you'll remember it better because there's no intervention that erases it from your memory.
Yeah, the best time to study is between 8 and midnight and 8 to 10 a.m. This is the best time to study.
Yeah,
I'm a psychology major, so I know.
Oh, there we go.
Psychology in the building.
I'm scared of psychology majors. They always trying to read you and such. That's how we read you all the time.
Every time I take a new class. He's always like, you better not be reading me. You better not. Get out of my head.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is so funny. So, what school did you say you were at?
University of North Texas.
Oh, okay. University.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm like, I know where that's at. Funny.
All right. We got another caller coming up, Miss Julie.
Our next caller's name Julie too.
Oh no, next caller is actually the co-host on Thursday show, and she called and showed some love to y'all, and actually talked about a couple of y'all topics I got up. What's up, y'all?
Hey. All right, so we got going on.
Who is this?
SJ.
Oh, okay. Hey, SJ.
Hey, SJ.
And what did you have to comment on our topics today? Was it love and hip hop?
With the men?
Yeah, SJ. It was the men in ATL being.
Oh,
and most of
I
men
know
ATL
that.
Gay. I'm paying attention. I got it written down.
Lord.
So how do you feel about the man of ATL?
How do I feel? Personally, I've probably come across two guys that I've met in Atlanta and both of them happen to be gay. I don't know if it's just because the people that I hang around, but, I mean, I guess it just depends. I went to the mall and just happened to bump into, you know, some people that my friends knew, and they just happened to be gay. So,
oh,
I mean, maybe, but maybe all the straight ones are just hiding somewhere.
So do they, like, tell you that they're gay, or do they just kind of, like, act?
No, I got that little radar. If you're gay, I can tell.
You have a gaydar?
Yes,
a gaydar.
I do.
That's what it's called. That is so funny.
Yes.
So who do people date in Atlanta? Who do the single women date in Atlanta? Each other? What is going on?
You date somebody that's not from Atlanta.
I'm not from Atlanta, but most girls in Atlanta are gay. I don't know if it's because the men just don't know how to act in Atlanta, or if, you know.
They're gay because the men are gay. They can't date the men because they date each other.
I mean, that's the only way I see it.
That's
like,
a pretty gay reason.
Right? A lot of people in Atlanta are gay.
Wow. Well, see, I stay in school on the campus a lot, so everybody was from different states and cities and stuff, so it was like you rarely really came across somebody that was like, oh, yeah. I'm from Georgia. If they were, it was probably a football player off the damn, you know, football team. But mostly everybody was like, oh, I'm not from here. I'm going to school here. So we wouldn't worry about the downloads and all that, you know.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, I do appreciate you calling in and sharing your two cents on Atlanta's men. We need to talk about Atlanta's men. What do you guys have to say about yourself?
For it.
Can we get one of them to call?
Right. Probably not.
Y'all wrong.
Kurt, can defend you with.
Kurt, let's go. We want some from you.
I want
to call in. Like, first off, we're going to, y'all see, I got to be careful because y'all say that, y'all going to end up getting, y'all going to get the opposite extreme. Y'all going to get the guys who ain't gay going to come in here at the thirsty.
What?
You're going to have thirsty ACL dudes. You see, you got to be careful.
They be thirsty, too. Ooh, them some thirsty little boys. Ooh, they be thirsty.
She said little.
For real. They be doing some ratchet. No, ratchet is, you thought New Orleans was ratchet, baby. Them Atlanta dudes is ratchet. Ratchet.
That can't be good.
So when you say ratchet.
Exactly, what do you mean? What is the actual definition of ratchet? Because I hear ratchet so many times these days. Like, what does
ratchet
mean?
Ratchet is very, very ghetto. Ratchet is very, very ghetto. Like, hood rat ghetto.
You know? Like, walking outside bare feet, eating, walking down the street ghetto?
Yes. Like, well, you know what? So I'm going to take that back. Atlanta dudes aren't just, like, ratchet. They're, like, lame. Like, they're really, really, really lame. The things that they do for their thirstiness, the way they come about and, you know, show their thirstiness, is like, oh, that was very lame that you really do that.
Like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I hate when some people just approach me the wrong way. It just rubs me wrong. And I really still try to have, like, a nice, friendly response. But as an adult, I think you should know how to approach a woman. Like, don't be like, lil mama, shorty. Hey, sexy. I hate the word hey. I hate sexy. That's the sexiest thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't know why, but when somebody was like, hey, sexy, I just immediately get an attitude.
Hey.
I don't know why, though.
I had to think about something about this dude. I'm so sorry. One day, this guy, he's a promoter, so I won't say his name. He, in Atlanta, this dude called himself trying to talk to me. I was like, dude, you know my life, going about your life. And one day, we were in a club, and he whispered something in my ear. And his breath smelled like shit so bad. I kept asking my friend, girl, did my ear stink? She said, no, your ear don't stink. But the entire night, I smelled the shit. My night was fucked up. I smelled nothing but his breath that whole night. And then he was spitting on my ear when he talked. Oh, I wanted to die. I was like, okay, so
He was just like whispering sweet nothings in your ear and dropping spit at the same time.
I'm like, I didn't know what he was saying. He's like, dude, I don't want to talk to you. I'm a type. You know, that was already annoying that you're talking to me and I don't like you.
but yet then you're spitting and your breath smell like shit, so it's like you got shitty spit on my ear.
Yeah, that's not, oh, I would probably be really upset about that.
Yeah, my stomach was turning. I can laugh now because it's over with. But gosh, at that time, I thought I was going to die.
And y'all were probably in the club or something too, huh?
Yeah, so you know in the club you got to
really bothers
belly
me.
Him. Yeah.
That bothers me. Why would you try to have a full conversation with somebody in the club?
The club.
If, yes. I feel like if you're interested in talking to me or interested in me showing interest in you or finding more out about me, I think you should introduce
mm-hmm.
yourself. And, like, if you have a business card, hand me a business card. Tell me, you know, contact me when you get some time. Do not
yeah.
sit here in this club and try to tell me who you are, what you do, who your cousin
mm-hmm.
is, how many kids you got. I really don't need all that because 9 times out of 10, I'm really not interested anyway.
Yes.
But like,
that is true.
Yeah, that's part of the subtle
like,
approach, you know. When you're trying to talk to a chick, you know, I do this. I'm quick. Some of you might think it's rude, but like you said, you just prove a point why you do that. You don't talk to them long. You go, hey, what's up? My name is Teddy J. What's your name? Okay, here's my number. Hit me up and get outside the club. Like
yeah,
you just said, they got loud music. How can you have a long? Some of these chicks be under false security once you talk to them and have a long
yep.
conversation.
Well,
I'm looking for boys to start.
Yep.
No, what the hell? Who the hell owes that kind of
conversation
in the club?
And don't mess around and let them buy you a drink, because that's it.
Ooh,
you
that's your
night
boyfriend
space.
For the night. Like, but they're going to think they're your boyfriend for the night. But that's why I do. I'm like, okay, get your point. Let me go on. They're like, what? Give me your number. Give me your number, and I'm going to move on. I'm not going to sit in this club and talk to you all night. It's not, you're
going to
be.
She's so rude. Well, who says that? Can't tell somebody. Give me your number so I can go.
It's loud.
I wouldn't
here.
Even give you
point.
My number anymore.
It's okay. I ain't have it before then. I ain't got to have it afterwards. I mean, it is what it is. Hey, but don't you hate them dudes that be like, but, you know, you don't want to talk to them. They be like, but look at my shoes. I mean, you don't know who I am. I'm this. I'm that. Do you want me to treat you like a trick? Because I can. Excuse me? Hello? Because you got on this type of shoes, this type of clothes. I'm still going to walk away. But come on now.
Right, I think a lot of times a lot of people don't realize, heck, I can go to a chick in a Walmart T-shirt and some Old Navy jeans and pull the
yeah.
same chick that dude in the polo clothes and trying to pull just because of how I present myself and how I act. So
yep.
I just learned some pimping from the P-I-M-P himself.
Oh, get out of here.
Okay.
I'm gonna give myself the crickets on that.
Please, I am glad you know you are nobody.
You ain't pimping nothing. You're not even pimping hands like little Kiki now. Okay. In the words of Tamar, have several seats, please.
Hey man, I got a cane and everything, man. No, don't hate the player, hate the game.
That is so funny.
Speaking of the Braxtons, we're going to have to talk about that on our next show. I got a whole lot to say about them, Gail.
I have to watch that show because I've actually never watched it. I mean, Toni Braxton was cool. Her music was all right. But she doesn't really seem to be that interesting where I want to look
no,
at her.
No, no, no. Who's interesting is Tamar. She's interesting because Tamar, like me, she going to say what she got to say. Oh, well, who gives a damn? You know,
so
she's saying her sister's name. Yes, yeah. And then her sisters them do, like, dumb shit. Like, one of them, her husband cheats on her every other month, you know, and she's still with him. The other one took care of her husband, and then the other one, her husband supposedly got a love child, and then she's so angry because she had a child when they were young, and she didn't get to have a singing career like everybody else. It's like, girl, get over it already. Your child is damn near 20. Why are you still harboring that?
Yeah, that's
good.
Pretty sad.
I'm going to need you to catch up on it, you know. You got to come over here and watch it on demand, you know.
I am going to have to catch up on that and see what's going on. But nothing is better than Hit the Floor. That is one show I recommend everybody to watch. And I am going to buy the DVD collection because I've seen on VH1 website that it is now for sale. And I'm going to go buy it because I love that show with all of my heart. All of it.
Yeah. And I know it was
and I don't even
dance.
Hit the Floor is like the best show ever. Sometimes I used to just sit and watch Love and Hip Hop to the end just so I make sure I don't miss none of Hit the Floor.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that good.
Well,
but how y'all
seen
it? Sandy, it don't sound
like you watched Hit the Floor. I have watched Hit the Floor a couple of times. It is an interesting story because every time, like, the heck, Kimberly and Lisa, man, that was a good look to see her, you know, see her have an acting role in a regular show like that. So it's kind of interesting. It is, I don't know. I'm on the latter half of the show because it's similar to hit and missing for me. Like, some episodes, I actually want to sit there and watch them. Some, like, take this off.
Really?
That love triangle. The love triangle that keeps going. All the love triangles that are going on there is what's tripped me out the most. That's what keeps me engaged.
Yeah. It was a lot of stuff going on. But wait, when is the show coming back on? Because I see, like, it kind of left us with the suspense that it's going to be another season, but they didn't tell me when they was coming back, and I have questions.
Oh, yeah. That's
I could
true.
Probably email somebody. You're right. I'm going to go do that right now.
Yeah, I'm going to be
nosy. You
going
to email
to figure
that out?
I'm going to email somebody. I got to find out what's going on, okay? That is
my
show.
Send an email about this show.
All right, so I know we almost about to come to a close. I got to go ahead and let everybody know how they can, you know, how they can go ahead and keep up what y'all got going on.
Yeah, so make sure that you do go ahead and follow me on all of my social networks. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook are all the same. I am Model Angela, IammodelAngela. And I do follow back, but if y'all get to the point of just posting foolishness and acting foolish, I will unfollow you. Go ahead, Houston.
Yes, I second that emotion. Please don't be having nobody's legs wide open and just too much going on because I will unfollow. But you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Houston_Riri. That's R-E-R-E. And I had to deactivate my Facebook for a little while because people are stalking me. However, when I do put it back in action, the name is, I believe it's Houston I Am. And the last name is one whole word together, I-A-M. I had a fun time on this show talking about everything. So thank you guys for tuning in.
Okay, and we will see you all next week. Same time, same place. So be sure to tune in to our show, Glitz and Glamour, with Model Angela and Houston.
Okay, and if they miss any parts of the show with them, you can always check them out on iTunes for free. Yes, it is free on iTunes. Type in Glitz and Glamour and just look for an episode that says Premier Glitz and Glamour. It's on the Life at the Dust channel, Life at the Dust live channel. You subscribe to that and always catch up on all these shows, blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, TuneIn Radio app, Mass Media Radio Network. I can go here all day, but just Google them. I mean, they're making this a big move, and ladies, I do appreciate y'all, you know, for bringing this show to the forefront and making some things happen. Can't wait for next Tuesday.
No problem. See you next week.
Thanks.
Peace. Thank you.